Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and Columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of The Daily Record. Brian, thanks for coming over to talk to us this morning about Mike Miller, the king of the Senate and longest-serving Senate president in the U.S. You've been talking to him quite a bit recently.
Yeah, he's been willing to talk to us. Mike is fairly press friendly, and you know the great thing about it is that he is a guy who, you know, talks to the press, gives us a great quote, talks to us about the issues that we want to talk about, and you know he's a guy that can actually do the things that he's telling you he's going to do.
Well, and we've got a new Republican governor, and yet you see some of the same old vibe down there because Miller is a Democrat, as we know. And the other day in various newspapers, he said, we're not moving backward.
We had a long conversation about budget and taxes because that's clearly going to dominate the landscape in Annapolis this year. And one of the things that he was very clear with me about was the fact that there was not going to be a substantial retrenchment in taxes or in the state budget. He believes that the budget is fairly lean. And he said, look, you know, in the end, we did a lot over the last couple of years to protect the priorities of education and public safety, and we're not going to step back from that.
Well, I think that was really an important point that didn't get made during the campaign because for whatever reasons, people decided that it didn't poll well or it wasn't working well with the voters. And so they didn't try to defend themselves as much as they should have. And I think there was a defense there to be made. And now you hear it coming from him.
He's definitely going to hold the line. You're going to have a conversation here about who's running the Democratic Party. But I think like with Ehrlich when he was in office,
Governor Bob Ehrlich.
You're going to see Mike Miller and Mike Bush essentially becoming the titular head of the Democratic Party, especially during the 90 days of the session. They're going to be holding the line on Democratic values. And so, you know, the incoming governor is going to have to find a way to sort of satisfy them while maybe getting some of these things done that he wants to get done.
Well, and it's not as if Miller has closed the door entirely on things like the so-called rain tax. I mean, he said that we're not going to roll back a lot of taxes, but, you know, maybe there are some other ways to do things that will make the governor happy in that regard.
And if there's one issue on which the governor-elect and the Senate president agree, it may very well be this rain tax. They almost are on identical pages. I spoke with the governor-elect the same day that I spoke to Mike Miller, and he essentially told me the same thing about the rain tax. They want to do something in the way of removing the mandate on the local governments to impose a tax and allow them to figure out how they want to pay for it. And he said, and you know, if they want to impose a tax, then we'll let the local jurisdictions be responsible to their constituents for, you know, for their decisions.
The whole thing is moving toward compromise. And I don't know, do you think we can really look forward to something like that down in Annapolis? Probably, if not in Annapolis, no place.
You know, I do think that there are the beginnings of compromise here. The question is what happens in the House? Because the House is a much different body. I think everybody agrees that it's much more to the left of the Senate. And I wonder how something like that with the rain tax, which they're very concerned about, will play across the hall.
Well, Brian, we're not going to finish the conversation today for sure. So we'll be watching it. And thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.